We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Welcome to August the 17th, 2015. It's a beautiful Monday morning out there. Do remember that the kids are back in school. Drive carefully. Don't go speeding through the school zones. Somebody asked me one time, they said, "Do you speed?" And I said, "No, speeding causes my wallet to break out into poverty. I'm allergic to it." And so even more so when you are traveling through a school zone, and use those flashing yellow lights as a reminder to you to be praying for our kids, that that God would minister to them, that there would be a transformation in our young people. And so we're coming to you from the studios of WMIE 91.5 FM. And congratulations to Jason Day yesterday on winning the PGA golf tournament. I think a record score. I think I saw where he ended up at like 20 under par. Do you know how many rounds of golf that I would have to play just to get 20 birdies? And that's what he ended up with. That it's just phenomenal to see how good these golfers are. And we had a great weekend at church. Thank you to everybody who came out on Saturday to our leadership seminar. We not only had people from our church, we had about five other people from the county. It was just a wonderful, wonderful seminar. And everybody came away with at least one or two things that they could implement into their life. And so that was really awesome. And like I told our congregation yesterday, when we had had this guest speaker scheduled for quite some time, and I didn't realize that at the time that I scheduled him that my voice was going to be as challenged as it was. And so I just thanked God for the provision of a person with a strong voice to be able to communicate the Word of God. It was a wonderful, wonderful day for us. It was also a time of celebration. Yesterday we had a birthday that we were celebrating. This weekend was also the weekend our last child entered their last semester of college, and so we drove over last night to see their dorm room, and it was a completely new experience, and a dorm I didn't even know that they had facilities that, and so it was absolutely beautiful. And so we're off to a great week. We want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions for helping us to bring the Word of God to you here in Brevard County. And if you have any air conditioning or heating needs here in central Brevard County, 759-3284, you can reach Bill Andriak, and he's worked on air conditioners. I believe he even has worked on some commercial refrigerator units and things like that. So if he can be of any assistance to you, 759-3284. So we are back into a regular schedule of activities at our church. Wednesday we will be back doing our vintage service. My voice is getting better day by day. I'm very thankful for that. And then we will be having our kids ministry on Wednesday night. On Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, we're going to be having an Ironman's breakfast this month. And so I love breakfast. It's one of my favorite meals of the day. And so we're going to be getting together as men. We've kind of rotated that around. Everybody's schedule's a little bit different. And so we try and give them a little bit of versatility. If they can't make one time zone, maybe they can make another. So I want to take you to Genesis, the 42nd chapter this morning. Genesis, the 42nd chapter. By the way, I pray that you get the opportunity to do something new this week, to grow, to expand yourself. As I was praying before church yesterday, I was praying, and God said, you know, really coming to church, one of the primary purposes for coming to church is that my people would leave transformed more into the image of myself. And that happens with the renewing of our mind, hearing the Word of God, having the Spirit of God speak to us things that we have never received before, things that we've never seen, things that we've never applied. And so I pray that you are being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. Today we're going to be in Genesis chapter 42, verse number 25. And it says, "Then Joseph gave a command to fill their sacks with grain, to restore every man's money to his sack, and to give them provisions for the journey. Thus he did for them, so they loaded their donkeys with the grain and departed from there. But as one of them opened his sack to give his donkey feed at the encampment, he saw his money, and there it was in the mouth of his sack. So he said to his brothers, 'My money has been restored, and there it is in my sack.' Then their hearts failed them, and they were afraid, saying to one another, 'What is this that God has done to us?'" Today, I want to talk to you about what an agent of blessing Joseph was. Not only had he had been used by God to bless Potiphar's house, he had been used by God to bless the butler of Pharaoh and help him to not be anxious, but to have faith that he was going to be restored to his position. He had helped bring Egypt through a crisis, a food crisis in the land. And I really don't believe that we in America fully understand what a critical thing famine was in ancient civilization. There was not just a grocery store around the corner with food on their shelves. If you remember during hurricane seasons, how quickly food can disappear, that's what could happen in that society. And there was no 7-Eleven, no convenience store, no Publix, no Aldi, no Winn-Dixie, no Walmart. You literally had to grow your own food. And so Joseph now sets his sights on being a blessing to those who had treated him so harshly. And as we've talked about on Friday, Simeon has been removed. The brothers are being released on their way. And it says in verse number 25 that Joseph gave a command. He didn't give a command to the brothers. He gave a command to one of his servants. And he said to fill his brother's sacks with the grain, to restore every man's money to his sack, and to give them provisions for the journey. There were three things that the brothers went home with. First of all, they went home with the food that they came on a mission to receive the very first time. That's very important. You and I, what is your goal for today? Do you have an objective? Is there something that you are set out to do? My Monday today looks a lot different than my normal Monday does, but I have adjusted everything so that I have my sight set on accomplishing the task that God has set before me. I prepared my voice for the radio program. I prepared my sleep schedule. I adjusted my entire routine just to be able to accomplish the goals that God has for me. The brothers had come because their families needed food to survive. And so Joseph, to these brothers who had treated him so harshly, but that was decades ago. And so I want to encourage you that if something bad has happened, and if it hasn't, you can teach a workshop on how to avoid things like that. But that was a joke. But Joseph said, "I am going to send you home with the food that you came to seek after. I'm going to help." And basically what he was saying, I'm going to save your life. This is enough to get you through a season. Please understand that when you have provision, that provision is probably going to be for a season, but God wants you to endure for a lifetime. And so we keep coming to him. Jesus in the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." And so for this Monday, Jesus has the provision for you. And so he has loaded that into your sacks. The second thing that was put into the man's sack was Joseph gave a command to restore every man's money. Now, I want you to know that the Egyptians were not getting that treatment. The Egyptians were having to buy their food. Everybody else who came in had to buy the food. The brothers, when they came in, had presented their money to buy the food. There had been a business transaction, and Joseph said, I am going to bless you. I'm not only going to give you what you came after, but I'm also going to restore the finances that you used to obtain that provision. My wife and I were having a discussion on over the weekend about tithing. It wasn't about our tithing. It was about someone else and the tithing situation. And my wife and this person were having a discussion, not somebody in our church. And my wife simply said, you know, I do not understand how 90% goes farther than 100% does. It is a paradox. It doesn't make any sense. It seems like the 100% ought to go further than the 90%. But with God, when you honor him with the tithe which belongs to him and is holy, the 90% goes farther than the 100%. And part of that principle is God says, whenever you give me your seed, I'm going to take that seed. I'm going to give you not only a harvest of that seed, but it's going to produce 30, 60, or 100-fold on top of that. And so it is a perpetuating thing. I want to encourage you today, don't ever eat your seed. Eating your seed is the quickest way to starvation. Do not squander it. Do not waste it. Do not neglect it. Do not ignore it. Make sure that you treat it with a great deal of respect. Use it for what it's intended for. These people had money. These brothers had money, and Joseph restored it to them. He restored their money. He had blessed them who had treated him so horribly. The Bible says that that is one of the things that marks us as a distinct feature between Christians and non-Christians. The Bible also says that in treating them kindly, that we are heaping coals of fire on them. As I was thinking about that, a lot of times people think of that as a negative connotation. Man, this is going to burn them. I'm just going to show them. I'm going to treat them so kind because they have been so abusive to me. And I believe that there's a different motive for that reference of fire. John the Baptist said there was one coming after him, namely Jesus, who would baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. When Elijah was on Mount Carmel, the fire was the mark of distinction between the love and intervention of Jehovah as opposed to the Baals and Asherah, idols that were being worshipped in the land by hundreds, the majority of the society. It was when the fire came down and consumed the sacrifice. It was the fire that got Moses' attention. He said, I'm going to turn aside and see why this bush is burning, but yet it is not consumed. I believe that it is when we are a blessing that it creates that type of curiosity in unbelievers and say, you know, this is not the response. In our society, if you treat someone poorly, you expect them to treat you poorly back. So the brothers had their money restored. They had the grain, and they were going back. Joseph did one other thing, and that was he blessed them with provisions for the journey. He blessed them with provisions for the journey. And I will have you know that every journey requires different provisions. It depends upon how long the journey is, where the journey is going, what climate, what mode of travel you are making. A marathon runner's supplies for the journey are entirely different than if you are a family taking a family vacation across the country. So what I thought amazing about this was Joseph, I believe, took a flashback and remembered his journey from where Jacob lived to where he ended up in Egypt. And he knew what kind of provisions for the journey they were going to need. So these people, the brothers, came with money to buy food, and but they would have expected to go back with less than what they came with in certain aspects. They would have expected to come back with less money and less provisions. When they had departed, they would have taken provisions for the journey there as well as the journey back. But Joseph sent them with journey for their provision on the way home. So when they got back, it would be enough food to take care of everybody that was there. What kind of journey are you on this week? What kind of journey are you on? I was talking to somebody and they were just, their weekend was going to be beginning today. So their journey today looks different than your journey today. Your journey today may involve some doctor's appointments. It may involve a job interview. There may be some things that are going on in your journey that are not going on in other people's journey. But I want to declare to you today that God is fully aware of every step along your journey. He knows where you're going. He knows the environment. When we first began to get involved in computers, we started off really old. We got a hand-me-down monochrome monitor. It wasn't black and white. It was a gold. I think it was like a 286 computer, and we were able to do some things on that computer that we had been doing by hand at that point in time. And I said, my goodness, why would anybody, because they were constantly upgrading the speeds and people would be buying new computers. And I said, why would anybody need to buy a faster computer? And now I understand, you know, thank God for the technology that enables us to do things quicker than we were. We don't have to sit there and wait for the technology to warm up and get ready so that it can be of assistance to us. So, the journey that you are on, I want to declare to you today the sufficiency that God has as your provider. He not only provides for your salvation, He not only provides for your healing, He not only provides for your future in heaven with Him, but I want you to know today that because He is so aware of the steps He has ordered in your life, that He is sufficient and longing to provide you with the provisions that you need for your journey. He's going to provide you with the breath in your lungs, the strength in your body, the wisdom in your mind, the tools that you will need, the financial resources. Today, I want to build your faith and confidence in Jesus Christ, Jehovah Jireh, your provider. As Abraham discovered with Isaac, God will provide Himself. God is aware of your journey and will make provisions for that. If you are traveling on a journey, you didn't want to be traveling with too much, but you wanted to be traveling with enough. I was going to tell you the story about the computer, and we discovered a game. I think it was called Oregon Trail, and you had to get people from the East Coast or the Midwest, and you had to get them to the state of, you know, what's now the state of Oregon. You had to go through all of these paths, and there were different seasons and different climates, different terrains, and different sicknesses and diseases, and you had to make sure that you were constantly replenishing your food supplies and repairing your things like that. And a lot of times, if you didn't make ample provision, you died on the journey before you got to your destination. I want you to know that God is the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the one who launched you on your journey. He's not going to let you drown in the middle of the sea. When He is on the journey with you, He will get you to your destination. the brothers were completely aware or unaware of all of this. And so they start off, they depart for home, and it says, so they loaded their donkeys in verse number 26 with the grain and departed from there. But as one of them opened his sack to give his donkey feed at the encampment, he saw his money, and there it was in the mouth of his sack. I want to address something with you today, and it's kind of a subpoint. Really doesn't have much to do with Joseph as it does with this brother, in that he was wise enough to take care of his donkey, who was taking care of him on the way on the journey back home. If there was a problem with the donkey, guess what? Somebody else had to carry all of that grain. That becomes a very laborious task. And so I want to encourage you to be a good steward of the tools that God has given you for the journey that you are on. At church, we try to be a good steward of our facilities. As a pastor, we ask our people to come out to a special seminar on Saturday morning. And so we gave them last night as a night to recuperate and to rest and to get prepared again for the journey that they were going to be on this week. One of the things I strive to do as a pastor is not to overburden people down with ministry tasks. Because Christians love to say yes. Christians love to say yes. I love to say yes. I have a difficult time saying no. I've got a friend of mine. He's constantly telling me. He says, "So what are you going to start saying no to? What are you going to start saying no to?" So I want to encourage you. Make sure that you, if you have tools, you sharpen those tools. If you have vehicles, maintain those vehicles. If you have a house, make sure that you take care of the house so that it is not going to deteriorate and rot. You don't want that house to fall down around you. Feed the tools that God has provided for you to help you on your journey. Don't muzzle the ox, the scripture says, that is treading out your grain. There is a story that goes about a guy, and he launched into a career as a lumberjack. This is back before chainsaws. All he had was an axe, and you might have had a sledgehammer and some log splitters that you could wedge down in once you had a crack going, and that would help split the wood. At the first day that he went out with a brand new axe, and man, he just worked at it, and everybody was so impressed with the number of trees that he had chopped down. And he said, "Man, that was awesome. Wait till you see how many trees I cut down tomorrow." And he went out earlier than he did the previous day, and he worked later, and he worked harder, but he chopped down fewer trees. And he kept trying that principle. And finally, a wise old lumberjack came up to him after several days, and he said, "Son, how long has it been since you sharpened your axe?" Make sure that you take care of the tools that are necessary for you to be successful on your journey. Go to the Word of God. Make sure that you have a godly friend. The scripture says, as iron sharpens iron, that's why our men's ministry is called Iron Men. It's not because of the movie. It is because we want to help sharpen the countenance of one another to be the best men for Jesus Christ and for our families and for our communities that we can be. I've got one more point to share with you this morning. This, again, does not have to do with Joseph. It has to do with the blessing that Joseph provided. And verse number 28 says, "So he said to his brothers, 'My money has been restored, and there it is in my sack.'" And my Bible, there's an exclamation point. I hear panic in his voice. "Then their hearts failed them, and they were afraid, saying to one another, 'What is this that God has done to us? What is this that God has done to us?'" Now, every one of those men were fully aware that they had taken their money out of their sack. They had given it in transaction to purchase the grain. That's why Joseph said, restore the money to these people. Put it back in their sacks. They had put it in Joseph's hands, and he was telling his people, give them back their money. Joseph was being a blessing to them. And these people were terrified of an unexpected blessing. And their first response is, what is this that God has done to us? Now remember, they were going back with one thing less than what they came with. They were going back without Simeon. But they thought that they were going away as thieves. When we went to visit our daughter yesterday after church, we took her and her roommate out to dinner. We had heard about this restaurant, and so finally we kept waiting for the waitress to come and bring our check to us, and finally I saw the little check thing, and then there was a little device there that was sitting on our table, and it's like, okay, I'm familiar with that. I think I can use that to pay our ticket even though our waitress is here. And so we went through that process. We paid our bill. And then when you get up and walk out, there's this thought that comes up. What if they think that I didn't pay my bill? And I said, you know what? I have the receipt in my wallet to prove that there is a transaction that has taken place. I don't want you living in fear today of the blessing that God brings into your life. God is not going to bless you to the point of your destruction. These brothers, what is this that God has done to us? Look at this horrible thing that we have been blessed with food, and we have been blessed with provisions, and we've been blessed with our money. What a horrible thing. Today, can I remind you, you serve a great, big, wonderful God. As we were praying yesterday, right before we went to prayer, our worship leader sang, great is thy faithfulness. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. And I reminded our congregation that God is not a tight-fisted God, but he is an open-handed God. If you put a bunch of stuff in my hand, I'm missing a finger, and some of that stuff just comes pouring out because there's a hole there. Well, I want you to know that God's hands are nail-pierced because he went to the cross. Today, he is not a miser trying to hold on to things. He is a God who loves you and wants to bless you. Father, today on this Monday, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to bless anybody who has despitefully used us. Lord, that first blessing is a heart of repentance. Lord, bless today in a supernatural way, we pray in Jesus' name. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you without it. Me speechless, and I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, bring you something new, I tell how great.